40 years ago today, Elvis Presley died in Memphis at the young age of 42. Four decades later, fans continue the legacy of the king of rock and roll.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go, can't go.
Tribute artist Elvis E. of Potomac, Maryland, says the king is endlessly imitable from the hips to the lips.
Every 5 or 10 shows, somebody go, can you do a lip curl? Do a lip curl.
You know, all right, thank you very much.
One night with you.
Graceland's Angie Marchese expects a huge anniversary crowd.
This Elvis week is expected to be the biggest one ever. So we have masses of people that are headed to Memphis.
Elvis fans celebrate three distinct phases of his career. Rockabilly radio star. You make a look about a hound dog. Crying all the time. Hollywood movie star. Everybody in old sale pop. Was down to do the tail out rock. And live Vegas attraction.
Viva Las Vegas.
To this day, he remains one of the top three selling artists of all time, with 40 top 10 hits, from the upbeat to the socially conscious.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
From the heartbreaking,
we can't go on together with suspicious minds,
to the romantic,
falling in love.
Auburn professor George Pleskidis says his pop culture impact is unrivaled.
It's a remarkable mythology. You can talk about JFK, Marilyn Monroe, Michael Jackson. Here we are, 40 years, still going strong.
See Rick Massimo's entire tribute on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fred.
Elvis has left the building.